Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for bearing with us. Good morning to the interpreters, and thank you for being with us as well. Yes, so what we've done is that we've reflected the wish of the meeting. I've put in some wording explaining why we've altered the definition of registrable interest. Since these are guidance notes based on the assumed amended version of the model rules, I've not stated that we have amended the provision, but I've explained why the definition registrable interest refers to an international interest which may be registered. And as I mentioned yesterday, there's a distinction in the Luxembourg Rail Protocol between the constitution of an international interest, which can take place under Article 5 of the protocol, which is possible without specific identification of the rolling stock. So, for example, it could be floating charge over assets. It could be creation of a security interest by reference to certain types of assets without specifying in detail which assets they cover. Article 5 does not help us in the context of the work that we are doing today because, of course, there's no specific unique identification of the rolling stock. It's only Article 14 which is significant for us, which is the status the international interest has to be in order for it to be registrable. And to be able to register an international interest, as we know, it has to be uniquely identifiable. And the Orvis number obviously provides for the unique identification. So that's why we had to make a distinction between the two. And I alluded to this yesterday already, but in the convention itself, this ability to create an international interest without specifically identifying equipment is not mentioned, and it's one of the innovations of the Luxembourg Rail Protocol and I think subsequently the MAC Protocol. So we have to deal with it, and that's why I've actually explained it in this way. So if I just stop there for a second, Francesco, and if there are any questions, then we can deal with that and then I'll move on.